and drops into the consolation bracket. He won't wrestle until tomorrow. 113 pounds of Division II, Coda Perney, a junior of GET Melrose Medoro, wins by tech fall. He moves on. Division III at 113, a pin for Jaron Grimslet of North Seneca. That team perfect on the day. Meanwhile, Clayton Geyer of Westby was defeated, and Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwak Center also lost. Geyer and Rick drop into the consolation bracket there. At 120 pounds, Briar Caves of Lodi, coming out of the Wisconsin Dell Sectional, was a pin winner. He advances. Jarvis Porchero of Whitewater scores a technical fall. He will be the opponent later this evening for Richland Center senior Ethan Haiti in the quarterfinals. It'll be Haiti and Porcaro of Whitewater. Division 3 at 120, a tech fall for Liam Carey, a freshman from Mineral Point, and a tech fall from Martez Sheard, a freshman from Aquinas. They are into the quarterfinals. By the way, Liam Carey gets to wrestle Aiden Grunenfelder in the next round. 126, we mentioned a win for Dodgeville's Rhett Spurley, a loss for Cuba City Benton Southwestern's Evan Curtis, and in Division 3, Parker Milsna of Cashton was defeated, and that moves us to 132. And you had mentioned another fellow from Cuba City, Benton Southwestern. Kirk, how are things going with Bryce Buxton?
I didn't catch his match, and I see they're already past him. I didn't find a floor on it either.
We'll try and pick up on that as we keep our eyes open for Sammy Springer of Mineral Point.
We have Johnson on the mat down here on mat number
one. Why don't you go for it?
That's Nathan Johnson against... I get up to it. We're at 138. That's Nathan Johnson against Devin Wutke from Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. And right now in that match, there's no score, but as soon as I say that, Nathan Johnson gets the first takedown. We're 30 seconds left here in the first period, and he leads 3-0. Now trying to drive an arm bar. If he could get that arm bar to go over, he could get some near fall points. Came close, didn't quite get it. Now 20 seconds to go for Nathan Johnson. Down to the final 10 seconds. We any updates anywhere, David?
Trying to watch, but there's nobody else out there. I guess there is Tyler Polson from Aquinas. He's out there right now in mat 8. And it looks like a 6-5 lead for Polson.
Did he get a final on Hurd's match? He was over there on 4. That's got to be done now. That'd be that way.
I haven't heard.
Way to go. I'm starting the second period here as we move on. On their feet again for Nathan Johnson against in his match against Devin Wedke. Good first period was good for him on his feet. Now in deep on a single leg, but running out of surface areas. He tries to keep that 1 foot in. This is the fun part I like about the new rule. He tried to keep that 1 foot in so he could try to pull him back in. In my opinion, this is where Wutke is because he isn't trying to come back in at all. But whatever. Out of bounds they go. 124 to go here in the second period.
Have a final on the Evan Curtis match. Evan Curtis, the Cuba City Benton Southwestern, was defeated 9-6 and drops into the consolation bracket.
Oh, a nice single leg to a double leg, but he wasn't able to convert it, and Wutke fights it off and wins it back to their feet again. 1-5 left here in the second period. Nice strike for a shot for a fireman's there, but Johnson did a nice job of blocking it. Johnson has benefited the last couple years of wrestling behind the other Spurley and Charlie too. Oh, it's Charlie's last name. Yeah,
Mike.
Thank you. Have those two guys battling in the practice room with it every day. He's improved immensely here. 41 seconds to go here in the second period. Any updates anywhere else that we want to talk about?
Yeah, Tyler Folsom of Aquinas, the freshman, is in a tied match 6-6 starting the third period. And Mason Hurd was a winner over Henry Penn of Ellsworth with a technical fall.
I thought he was doing well over there. Nice try for a drag there by Johnson, but wasn't able quite to get it. Ooh, wow. made a desperation shot, and he almost got caught. Another nice try for an arm drag. Didn't get that either. Almost got a lateral drop there, David. That would have been good. Don't want to come in flailing too high, but he did a nice job of scrambling. That's going to be the end of that period. 3-0. What else you got?
I believe you were asking earlier on Bryce Buxton,
yes.
Division II, 132, Kansas City, Benton, Southwestern. He was defeated for a second off. So Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern, 0-2 in this round. Landon Bush will wrestle later on for the Cubans.
Okay, we start this third period. Wattke had choice, but he decides to give Johnson neutral. Excuse me, Johnson had choice and was down in what he let him go. There's a nice shot for a single leg. 4-0 lead for Johnson right now. In deep here on a single leg, but what he counters with a wizard very well. Now Johnson decides this is getting forced to a lateral drop position, so he's trying to battle his way out and get better leverage by lowering his position. He does a nice job of coming out of that.
Tyler Paulson's match is 7-6 now by leading Jack Wendling from Velders. Actually, it is a final now. It looks like Wendling won 7-6. Wendling.
So Paulson lost?
Paulson lost,
yes.
7-6.
Wow. Down to 50 seconds to go here in this match. Still a 4-0 lead for Johnson. He's been, my opinion, for the most part, the closer wrestler for getting a takedown. But all it does now for Wattke is to take one good takedown to get himself back. Oh, there's a nice slide by Johnson, and now he's got another takedown in only 30 seconds to go and a 7-0 lead in this match. Anywhere else you want to go or look?
Let me look at the board here and see who's out there. Net number 8 just underway, Sammy Springer of Mineral
there
Point.
You go. Hey, you go down there, David.
All right, I'll stay right here, Bill, and watch it. By the time I get down there, the match will be over.
True, yeah. A lot of stairs to get there. Johnson's going to win his match 7-0, and Dodgeville will have another wrestler in the quarters.
Nicely done. Early in Sammy Springer's matches, he sees himself down 3-1. He's facing Ethan Wisterbarth, a senior from Oconto, as he scores another takedown and gives up the escape to Springer. Sammy Springer, the freshman, he goes in for a fireman that is not able to finish the game.
This round is moving
really quick.
And kind of like I said to my buddy Gary when we were sitting down, this is going to basically be a dual meet on each mat, with the, you know, only four matches per weight class. And you got four mats, so should be somewhere in the neighborhood of an hour and a half for this round.
Some reports from Division III at 132. Cooper Schramsky of Cumberland wins, and the reason we report that is he will be the quarterfinal opponent tonight for Riverdale sophomore Lakota Brewer. Cooper Schramsky of Cumberland. Acquaintance. There's an acquaintance down there. Cale Acquaintance of Marathon. He picked up a win in this round, and so did Clayton Stengem of Cambridge. We mentioned that because we stood in line outside with the Cambridge group that was coming in, and they're happy with Clayton Stengem's victory in the first round tonight, 132 in Division III.
Acquaintance and those two Underwoods are, that's kind of the heart and soul of that Marathon team.
Yep. Sammy Springer's got himself back into this match. Got the takedown, the three-point takedown. He's within one now. 6-5 with 8 seconds to go in the first period. As he's got to ride out Westerbarth here at the end of the period.
We do have Harkus out there now, mat number 3 from Belmont. Thought that uniform looked familiar. No score, and we're in the second period.
Belmont Flatville, an interesting team. They had a Mason Ulrich was here at the state tournament 2 years ago. Caden Davis was here at the state tournament last year. Neither one of them made it back. In some way, it reminds me of the two from River Valley.
Noah Radke and Wyatt Knockreiner. Injuries have prevented them from getting back here to state.
Davis, from what I understand, was I talked to an official earlier today that was there at Wisconsin Dells. A slight bit of poor weight management, I heard.
Oh, that's too bad. Sammy Springer started the second period with choice as he went neutral, so it's still 6-5. And he's trying to get himself a takedown here and not getting taken down. Good scramble as they go off the edge of the mat, though, but a good scramble there is he made the attempt for the takedown, but his opponent, Westerbars, just about got the takedown himself, so he had to go into defense mode there.
0-0 in Davis's match as we go into the third period. He's riding. Excuse me, Harkus.
Yeah.
I had the wrong mindset.
I got you off track. Sorry about
Thank
that.
You. As soon as I said it, I knew it was wrong. Harkus is, you know what, we saw him at the conference tournament, and I thought he had a pretty tough day there. Of course, that was a pretty tough weight class. We had two exceptional wrestlers in the finals. That was our feature match in the final. But he's come on here in the regionals and sectionals. And it showed nicely for them. He's going to give up a reversal here. Back to you.
Yeah, still 6-5 here. We're 30 seconds still in the second period. Guys are wrestling on their feet to take down. Springer's been in close a couple times, not able to finish, though. We've got a good collar tie going here. Again, goes for the short fireman, just can't finish it. Tavares ends up with a stalemate. It's like 11 seconds still in the second period, 6-5 lead. For the senior from O'Connell.
Davis gave up some poor back points on the edge of the mat there. Now with 30 seconds to go, trails 6-0.
Johnson Creek is Johnson Creek. I heard Johnson Creek. You go down by the creek, but it's over by Johnson Creek.
I don't think they would like you if you called him Creek. Oh, well, it was with I called it when I was a young lad.
I'm going to go play in the creek, Dad. Jacob Dannenberg from Menlo Point. He's taking the mat now on match 5.
Okay, I'll start watching him because it looks like Harkus is going to go to the backside losing this match.
Sammy Springer starts the third period down by one and he's in the top position, but he's trying not to give up a reversal here. He's got to sit his hip. He's still in control, but he's got to sit his hip to keep control. There, he regains control back on the hip. Good pressure there.
Early takedown for Dannenberg. This is one of the few weight classes here that it's kind of hard to understand the seating a little bit, because Dannenberg, you know, won that sectional, right? Or did he lose to Paulson? Anyway, Brock Kinderman got third place, and he ended up with the third seed.
Springer gives up the escape, so he's down by two here. Right at 105 to go. He gets that takedown to take the lead. He's got to fight through this here. Got a collar tie. Little drag by there. Westerberth is forcing him to the edge of the mat. And Springer dives in for a takedown, but he's not going to get it here. As he's off the edge of the mat, he's still in bounds. The opponent, Westerberth, is out of bounds. Larry brings it back in. Looks like he's got a minute and a half to score. Down by two. Now Westerberth is going to get a warning for backing out. Oh, good head snap for Westerberth. He got Springer leaning forward. He gets the takedown. Takes a 10-5 lead now. Closing seconds of this match here as we're down to under 5 seconds.
Jacob Dannenberg winning 3-0 with 30 seconds to go in the first period.
Good. 10-5 final there in favor of
Ethan Worstebars of O'Connell over Sammy Stringer of Minnesota.
Getting back to your seating observation at 150 pounds, Kirk, I agree with you. Springer won.
No, Dannenberg won this weight class.
Yes, Dannenberg won over Paulson, and Hinderman placed third, but Hinderman is a reigning place winner from the state tournament, so that's probably why he gets
that.
Well,
that was a great one of the, and it's kind of cool that you have to have criteria, and that's what you use, but you are right, Phil. Winning, placing here at the state tournament has a lot of points. From what I understand, talking to one of the officials earlier today, that's a big thing, is how your point total comes up instead of the head-to-head stuff at sectional. Jacob Dannenberg doing a nice job in this match, and he's here to prove he has his own merit on the mat, and he does it with another takedown, and he now leads 6-0, scoring back points. He's going to get four back points here if not getting a fall. There's a lot of time left. He's got a nice headlock in. Just needs to sit there and see if he can wear it. And all. A nice job. I only got to finally get his name out there because it's a unique name. Magnum Mago from Clear Lake is out there wrestling his opponent, a freshman, with a 37-15 record coming in here. He did get the four-point near fall, and now he leads 10-0. But we have 55 seconds to go. Now trying to run that arm bar again. He's got a nice lead here and a nice pitch position for Jacob Dannenberg. He wins this match. He'll take on, is that Manic? Is that how you pronounce that?
Let me get to the right page.
Manic Liskey from
Merrick.
Omira?
Merrick Liskey.
Oh, it's Merrick? Okay, I'm not seeing the R's. Mine's too small. Marcik, isn't it? Oh, is there an E in there? Sorry.
I just see Merrick, and I think of the former Badger running back, Billy Merrick. Same spelling.
There you go. Nice job riding here to finish out this period is Jacob Dannenberg. There's only 10 seconds left, and he's got that 10-0 lead. See what the choice will be here for the second period. Do we have anybody else we want to talk about right now?
We really don't. We got coming up, the other Paulson Brothers Finest is on deck on mat 6, but nobody else real close to home.
Okay, Jacob's going to choose down here to start the third period. Just needs to continue to be aggressive like he has been so far and just not get in the position where gives up something big. Now, nice sit out. Looking for a reversal, now turning into a Gramby situation. He locks it in. The official's counting back points. Now, there's a case where it really helped Jacob out here because Cal Kakis is from up in the Stratford area. He knew that was kind of a Gramby. He gave him the two reversal and gave him two near fall, and now we have a check fall with a minute 36 to go, 16-0 in favor of Jacob Dannenberg.
Nicely done. So Mineral Point gets their third winner of this round. Memphis Burkhalter and Liam Carey win matches earlier. However, both Elliot Tight and Sammy Springer suffered defeats. But 3 out of 5. Why don't we take a break? We'll be back with more in a moment from the Kohl Center in Madison. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt in Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison, along with David Wermond and Pat Mahoney. I'm Bill Twining. Kirk Layer had taken a little bit of time off. He'll be back after a bit. But Pat, nice enough to come up and visit with us, the former head coach at River Valley. And he is Mr. Mahoney. I was in his classroom a couple of weekends ago, and I didn't see the name on the door, but I'm in the classroom, and all of a sudden I see the wrestling posters on the wall, and there are pictures of the Mahoney boys, Paul and Brock. And then I see Mr. Mahoney on the desk.
Yeah, I'm teaching business education now at River Valley. It's a little bit of a story there, but I'm not going to go into that. But, yeah, I'm glad to be there. It's one of the dream jobs I've wanted for a long time. And so thanks to Mike Stoddard for making those prints, because that's who did that.
Well, we're happy to have you. It's a disappointing state tournament for us in that we don't have River Valley represented here at the Kohl Center, and in particular because there's a couple of boys that have wrestled here before, and were it not for injury this year, there's a good chance that Noah Radke and Wyatt Nachreiner would have been here again.
Yeah, the injury bug hit River Valley pretty hard this year. They just didn't have any luck, and whatever luck they had was bad. And, you know, that match that Wyatt had at regionals with or sectionals, and he hurt his arm. It's a very close match. They had a great match the week before that, and went overtime. Just that, and Noah's recurring injury, which same as last year. He got fifth like 2 years ago.
Yep.
Blake Bricker was right there. Mason Schulte was right there, one match away. So, you know, hopefully, obviously, adversity can make him stronger and work harder and get there next year.
Blake and Mason are both juniors, are they not?
Yes, correct. Yep. Both juniors, yep.
So we look forward to seeing them next year, and guys like Hunter Alt and Ben Reese, and there's a good core there, and we look forward to having the Blackhawks back here at state.
Yeah, I got a couple of the young guys. Drew Riddell, he got hurt also. He got hurt in a Doomy, just a freak thing where it was kind of a roll-through, and he hurt his shoulder. Just, you know, all kinds of things to add up during the season. Normally you don't have that many. You have a few, but it was kind of compiled this year.
So we are keeping an eye on wrestlers from the immediate area, keeping our eyes open for Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston for one. David Wermond, do you see his name up there anywhere? I don't see his. I do see Seth Drano from DeSoto. He's in the hole on mat three. And we do have the...
I do see Waldner. He's on deck on mat five.
Five? Okay. We'll keep our eyes open there.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Ithaca Weston has two wrestlers here at the tournament. Caden Coleman later on at 190, and Nolan making his back-to-back appearances here at state. He'll be coming up at 165. Emmett Collins of Mineral Point, another one we'll look for. Landon Bush of Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, and then a couple of Lancaster boys in the upper weights. North Crawford Seneca, Sawyer Swigum will wrestle in this round. And so far, Pat, it's been a perfect day for North Crawford Seneca. Frankie Groom made it into the finals for the girls with a couple of wins. And then earlier, Darren Grimswood picked up the win. And so far, so good for the Haiti boys.
That's awesome. Yeah, I remember the Haiti boys back in the day. We had Scott and Eric. Eric was Eric the four timer? Is that what it was?
Scott was the four timer.
Scott was four time. Eric, yeah, and one of them was my age. He graduated in 1990. Yeah, they tough all the way around. That's what I think of when I think hear the Haiti name. I don't know if they're related or not. It's just
Eric is a brother, and then Adam is a cousin, and the two are coaching the co-op. And Adam is the dad of Ethan Haiti, who wrestles for Richland Center.
Excellent.
In fact, there have been tournaments, and I was present for at least one, where Adam Haiti was in the coach's chair for North Crawford Seneca, coaching against his son, wrestling for Richland Center. If that isn't interesting.
How hard did he really coach?
That's the story there.
I'll give you a couple updates, though. Trevor Folsom of Aquinas is leading his match right now 10-1. He's on mat 6. And Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, he is on mat 3. And they're in a 1-0 lead for Lenzendorf. That is an interesting situation. 2 years ago, Bryce Lenzendorf was here at the state tournament wrestling at 182 pounds. Last year, he came back to state at 157, and he stayed there. But 2 years ago, he was wrestling at 182.
Oh, boy. Is he related to the Lenzendorf that was state champion for them years and years ago for Prairie du Chien?
Mike?
At heavyweight.
I would guess, but I don't know.
I don't know either. The name is obviously familiar.
And there are some Lenzendorfs wrestling for Wanakee, including a girl in the state tournament here this year.
I just have to give a shout-out to Cassie Bondi. She's one of the announcers that you hear. She's a female announcer. She is a River Valley grad.
Is that Cassie Paulson?
Cassie Paulson, that's right.
That's nicely done.
Yep, I just wanted to give a shout-out. I think this is her, I want to say second year, but I don't know. Maybe it could be more than that. But I just want to give a shout-out. She's a teacher at Stoughton, and she's the head coach of Stoughton softball.
Oh, a nice young lady, too. I did not know that was her.
Yep.
Good for you.
Wrestling on mat number 175-pound edition.
How is Nolan Waldner? Are you getting close to his match? Mat number 5. He's still on deck. Mat number 5 is in the second period right now, near the end of the second period. So he'll be coming up shortly. Other than that, Bryce Lenzendorf is now up 4-0. And Trevor Paulson is on a blood count. And I see Nathan Blosky of Fenimore is out there. Mat number 1, that match has just started. And I think is it 0-0?
Yes, it is.
Hard to see these clocks.
Boy, I tell you, I just commented to Bill before we got on the air. Blosky's wrestling Nichols from Delvedarian is 37-14. I just can't get over how many matches. And I know some of them are forfeits and they have whatever, but, man, it just blows me away every time I see it.
I would bet there's 20 wrestlers here at state with 50 or more wins.
At least.
Yeah. One guy has a record of 37-20 coming in here.
It's unbelievable. I don't know. But that's the way it's been going for a lot of years. It's nothing new. It's just, as an old school guy like me, it's just, shocks me every time. I guess.
Well, last weekend we were present when Aiden Grunenfelder of Peck Argyle won his 200.
Yeah, 200 win. Yeah, it used to be 100 was a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill, we got Emma Collins of Mineral Point, the sophomore out there on mat 8. He is facing a senior from Bonduelle by the name of Colin Fisher, and that is a 3-0 lead for Fisher. We will switch over to Nolan Waldner's match as soon as he comes out. Right now, the match prior to his is getting close to a tech ball, so it's also running out of time. Now, they're under 30 seconds with a 15-3 lead, and Emma Collins is going to end up being 10, a pin and 107 for Colin Fisher, Bonduelle. 107, you said?
107
at 165. Well, Emmett's sister, Delia, has won 2 matches today at state, but Emmett wasn't able to get this. He'll come back and wrestle again tomorrow in the consolation bracket. Looks like there's 8 seconds left in that match on mat number 5, where Nolan Waldner is in the on-deck circle.
And Pat, we'll give you a chance to do some play-by-play a bit here, but this one's Ithaca Western territory, so we'll feed to David Werman.
That's fine.
Otherwise, he'll hit me with a lateral drop.
No, that's okay.
That's fine.
I don't know.
No problem. You got a lot of height on me, Bill. I don't know if I could do it.
You got to get him to push in. You got to get him to push into you, then you can latch.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it looks like Nolan's just about ready to go as he's checking in at the table. He's on mat five. Nolan's opponent is Aaron Strum from Stanley Boyd, the junior, with a record of 32-19.
On bat number five.
Nolan's got a brace on his knee and some tape on his shoulder there.
Must have new singlets. Those are Western colors.
That's a trial singlet they're trying out.
A trial.
Yeah.
Well, I remember a trial by Rod Muller back in the day.
Yeah. Dollar tie going there for Nolan as he does a head snap. Trickles back to the middle here. Nolan's at 165 pounds here. Got the Russian arm tie there, trying to step through. Gets him to the mat. There's a three-point takedown for Waldner. Gets up the escape. 120 to go in the first period.
32-19 his opponent is.
Yeah, 51 matches.
Holy moly.
Right at a minute to go. Still 3-1 lead for Waldner. He goes back to that Russian arm tie. Now he's got the underhook on the other side. And to work the guy to the edge of the mat, circling in. And set up his takedown. There's a little head snap. Nolan's record as a senior, 38-9. Under a minute to go here with a two-point lead. Good action on their feet. Good collar ties, arm ties. There's a little hip toss for Waldner, but it looks like they're going to go. Well, they're going to stay on the mat. They'll keep them wrestling as they're on the edge.
I like that rule. I really, really like that change.
I do too. As they do go out of bounds with 18 seconds, still a 3-1 lead to Waldner.
It seems like these mats, with, you know, they did the tape thing, right?
Yeah.
They're not predetermined circles. Which is fine.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do to make it fit.
Yep. Down to the last 5 seconds here. So at the end of one period, it is a 3-1 lead for Walter of Ithaca Western. Flip of the disc goes red choice. That would be strong choice. And he's going to defer, so Waldner decides to go down. Off the whistle, Waldner's fighting for hand control underneath. Strum's got a good tight waist on there, working that left side. Oh, there's a good roll and step over for Waldner. Gets the reversal. Not enough time for near fall, but he gets the reversal to go up 5-1, 140 to go in the second period. Looks like he's going to let Strum go. Update on a couple matches. Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien was a winner by fall. And Nathan Blaski of Fenimore right now enjoying a 7-0 lead in his first round match. And there's a attempt by Strum, but a good block there for Waldner. He adds three more to his score, going up 8-2. Got Coach Stuart Clary right on the edge of his chair there to get that takedown. 105 to go as he gives him up, gives him the escape. 5-point lead here at 1 minute to go in the second period.
I don't think there's nothing new, Clary, on the edge
no.
of the chair. That ain't nothing new.
No. Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Oh, a nice little drag by there for Waldner. Got to get through. Defense there for Strum as he's able to work back to his feet, but I thought Waldner was going to get a takedown and maybe some near fall, but at 30 seconds to go with a 5-point lead in the second period. Waldner's definitely comfortable on his feet. just buries ahead, comes around, gets three more. 20 seconds to go, ahead, three more, up 11-3. He's trying to run himself an armbar there. Armbar and a chin drop. Going to get some near fall here. He may even get a pin. Got a tight lock there. Roy Clary says he's pinned, but the official doesn't agree. He's going to run out of time, and he's going to get four near fall. Going to get him up to 15-3, start of the third period. Going neutral is Trump. Now you got to stay out of the throws. You got a guy's going to be aggressive here looking for a big throw. Mullen's got to stick to his game plan here. He's doing a good job wrestling on his feet. Controlling the head with a collar tie. Now Trump's got the arm tie. Mullen's able to back out, circles in. Up by 12 here, 1:30 to go in the match. Got a good overhook. Now his opponent is pushing him off. There's the attempt at a throw from Strum, but such a table. Good thing for the table there because Nolan almost gave up a near fall or a takedown. And I said earlier, he's got to stay out of that throw. Desperation throw now is 1:18 on the clock. Got to stay out of that. He's got to circle out of that. Now we're going to have some blood time. 1:18 on the clock, up by 12. So Slotsky's match is still going 10-1, it looks like. Yep, 10-1.
And Seth Greeno of DeSoto now is on mat number 7, DeSoto's lone wrestler in the tournament. Maybe you can finish out Nolan Waldner. And then, Pat, if you want to pick up on Seth Greeno's match over there at mat number 7, he's got Mr. Gehring for his opponent from Random Lake, Nolan Gehring.
Still working on the blood time there for some.
Up by mat 7. For their solo.
Like we're ready to go here just about.
Against Nolan Gehring.
Nolan is done, and Pat will take over with Greeno from DeSoto. Guys are on their feet, just over a minute to go. Good action, good guy, staying aggressive, not getting in trouble here.
Number 8 of Shelley Brock Mason against Nolan Gehring of Lancaster.
Oh, nice. Low single, got it up in the air. He's got a dump. He's got to get a dump. Trying to push through. But he does. Adds three more here.
Pretty textbook there.
Check ball. 18-3. Yeah, nice takedown for Waldner. 18-3 victory. Good deal. Nice job, gentlemen.
175-pound division.
So, yeah, Seth Greeno is 48-4, senior, versus Nolan Growing from Random Lake, 20-12. Greeno has the takedown. Is up 3-0. He's riding right now, looking for breakdowns. Got a nice breakdown there. Controlling wrist, controlling arm. Looking for a pinning combination. And Growing is on his belly. Looking for a face cradle right now, but Growing does a good job fighting that off. 3-0. Greeno right now, 48-4.
Up on that
four, eyes deceive me, but there's about 10 seconds left, I think. Should have brought my binoculars so I could see what's going on. I suggested that to Phil. He's like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then, of course, I don't do it.
So I brought my binoculars and lost it, went back and found them, and then left them sit someplace again. And Dave says, you better grab those. I need someone to keep track of me.
So Gehring defers, and Greeno is going to go down. So it's 3-0, starting the second period. Greeno from Soto is going to take down position for the second period. And we're underway. We're looking for a nice knee slide there, stand-up. Gary's got the arm tied up, his left arm, looking for a tilt here. He's looking to pull it to him, so he's on the opposite side of the arm. He's got trapped, trying to get that tilt going on, but nothing doing there. Looking for wrists.
Reno's on his belly. He's got to get to his base. Looking for a spiral ride here now for Goering.
To ask if Kurt was on the air right now, I'd ask him if referees have injury time. Mark Farrell just got knocked out of the match there. He's got to go off. If he got run in by Nolan Hankey's match there from Lancaster, I'll just give you a quick update. As Hankey's got to take looking for a pin there. He's on mat number 5 right now, and he's in the lead. Should be, I believe, 5-7-1.
Reno escapes, so it's 4-0 now. Reno winning over Goring from Random Lake. On their feet, looking for takedowns. One of the things I see today when I'm watching wrestling is they just don't see a lot of circling. It's kind of a lot of just standing there, right? You know,
I agree.
And trying to, like...
It's a good way to stay out of stalling.
Yeah, you know, man, circle. Like, that was all we got to do. What a great short drag. So that was just simple snap down, short drag by Greeno for another takedown.
Good Matt return there.
Great Matt return. I always bring up... who's got a Big Ten Network? Oh, we got a Granby going here. We got a little Granby. We got a reversal now. So going on top, we got 7-2. Reno in the lead, looking for another tilt there. He's got a bar arm. Reno's got a bar arm on top. We stopped the second period ends. So second period ends. 7-2, Greeno. Third period, we choose both up. So Greeno going... Chooses both up. Again, I just remember our coach preaching motion all the time.
Yeah.
Moving. And it's kind of, it's not one kid, it's all of them. They kind of stand there, they kind of hand fight, and
it's definitely changed over the years.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Don't even get me started on scrambling, man. So on our feet, 7-2, Greeno, both boys look for a takedown, looking for an angle. That's what I mean, like angles and angles, motion.
They got to take that to geometry in class.
Exactly. That's right. We got a warning on red. We got a warning on Greeno for stalling. So first warning there. We got a minute 20 left in the third period. Greeno leading 7-2. Got an underhook on the left side. Kind of a half shot there. You know, lowering your level, getting angles is what it's all about.
Yep. 7-2 is the same score on Nolan Hankey's matches from Lancaster. He's leading early in the second period.
Got about 50 seconds left here now. Shot attempt by Goering. Double underhook now by Greeno. But no advantage.
215-pound weight.
Kind of keeping that double underhook. Now we got obviously double overhook by Goering, and they break ranks, and now they're going at it again, trying to hand fight and get an angle. Seems like Greeno is not attacking a whole lot now. He's okay with 7-2 lead. He's got about 15 seconds left. Don't want to get in danger, so he's just going to kind of pummel and hand fight and hang on for the 7-2 win. 5 seconds now. And that's the end of the period. So Greeno moves on to the quarterfinals, right? So I got to figure out what's going on here. So quarterfinals.
7-2?
7-2, yep. Greeno defeats Nolan Goering of Random Lake.
Nolan Hankey's match is still now leading 7-3. And also we got Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford, Seneca. He's taking the mat on mat 8, and he is down 3-1. I think he's under a minute now in the second period. Keep an eye on these two matches. No other local ones here. Bill will give us some updates as he can.
Well, Nolan Hanko is leading 7-3. However, Nolan Wolf has already lost for Lancaster at 190 pounds. He was pinned. So he is defeated. Landon Bush of Cuban City Benton Southwestern lost his match. So tough round. All three of the Cuban City Benton Southwestern state qualifiers were defeated. In another year, they'd have been going home tonight.
But yes. These guys all come back and wrestle tomorrow.
Yep. Win, and then if they win, they go for fifth, correct? They can come all the way back for fifth is what they can do. That's all new. I had Mel Dow sitting right behind me at sectionals last week. And, of course, Prairie Sheen coach, Stoughton, and, of course, now at WIA. And making small talk, and I've been out of it since 2019. Don't really pay attention to changes and stuff. So I made a dumb question, and I said, hey, has anything changed in this year's tournament? Well, he goes, yeah, it has.
As long as you ask.
As long as you ask, that's right. So he was happy to fill me in. But I think that's great. I think it's great. You get two matches. I still have a little bit of an issue with the seeding, but that's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when two guys meet in the first round and they're from the same sectional,
that's what Kurt was talking about that earlier when he was on. He was saying the same thing.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, but I'm not in charge either. So,
well, Nolan Hanke is still winning his match. He's now 8-3, and Sawyer Swigum, it looks like he's got a few points on the board, down by 2, 6-4. And Kurt's over my shoulder. He's just letting us know that Caden Coleman is on deck on mat 5, so he'll be up after Nolan Hanke's match. Caden Coleman of Ithaca Western. So we're just over a minute to go for Hanke's match. He's still with an 8-9-3 lead now with a 6-1 lead. A
couple of wrestlers from the Wisconsin Dells sectional have posted first-round wins at 175 pounds. Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore, 10-1. And Landon Heitmeyer of Portage won his match by technical fall. They're both now into the quarterfinals, along with sectional champion Espen Swears of Mauston Mesita.
Under a minute to go for Hanke of Lancaster. They go off the edge and they get back to center and they restart. They're on their feet in this position. Of course, Swigum is down 10-5 now as he gave up a takedown a little bit ago in the middle of second period. Potentially dangerous on Hanke's mat. 36 seconds on the clock there. Restart, still in control. The 6-point lead is Hanke. Swigum over there on mat 8 is on his hip there, getting turned now. Still hasn't given up near fall. Fighting through it. And he's saved by the bell as the end of the period sees him down 13-5. And Hanke's got his opponent on his back. He's going to hold on for a big victory there. Nolan Hanke from Lancaster is going to have a win with a final score of 16-3. The Lancaster with three wrestlers here at state. William Cradiville and Nolan Wolf were defeated, but Nolan Hanke picked up the first round win, and he'll move into the quarterfinals tonight and get to face Cade Rule of Mineral Point. Well, that's going to open up the mat there. Same mat 5 for the senior from Ithaca Western, Caden Coleman. All right, Kurt just let me know that Sawyer Swigum of Gunshot for Seneca got pinned. We'll get his time as soon as we have it here. Caden's opponent is Isaiah Curtin of Shiacton, senior with 44-8. Caden's record 37-14. Caden comes into the tournament as 11th seed. Curtin is the 6th seed.
What's the headgear? He's got the tape. He's got a cut on there. He's got a concussion kind of thing going.
Not that I know of.
Yeah,
but
he's got some extra stuff on his forehead there.
I don't remember if he had some blood time last weekend or not. I don't remember.
I think back to when Shane Legal was in the state finals, they had to shape him up. They had to tape him up. And then he couldn't get the plug out of his nose. He had to go all the way back to the training.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had to get the training room. And then Permar Security, like, chasing us down, following us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm trying to go with my guy.
Was it John Peterson?
No, it wasn't John. No.
He was working.
He used to, yeah. And he's got a birthday coming up.
He does.
February 29th. I think he'll be 14.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Jake Poland's mat still all at zeros as a good action here, but they keep going off the edge of the mat. Got a good collar tie there, trying to work the left side. 45 seconds to go. And there's a little strike by there for Carson. If he gets the first takedown, up 3-0 now. Right at 30 seconds to go in the first period. As they go off the edge of the mat into the table. Coleman will take bottom as he gets set. Carton will cover on the left side. It's caution on Carton as he is a false start. Good break down there for Carton as Coleman works back up to his base. Trying to cover his tilt. Feet. He'll tilt there as he's getting some near fall as Carton. Three near falls, breaks that hold, goes back to the arm bar. Got a 2-on-1 underneath there. Now he goes to the arm bar. Woman trying to fight through this as the whistle comes, and it's a 6-0 lead there for Isaiah Carton from Stuyvesant. The official's checking out that bandage that Pat was talking about. It looks like he's okay. They'll start on their feet this period. Jade's really controlling that head with his collar tie. Jake has got a double leg, but is driven into the mat as Carton is able to cover, turn the corner and cover his hips, gets the takedown. Up 9-0 now. He's getting himself trying to get a turn here. Coleman is trying to stay on his stomach, but we're going to have a stoppage that's potentially dangerous. We have a wrestler for Wautoma Wild Rose in the state tournament, Jordan Perkins, who wrestled here last year for Ripon High School.
Really?
Yep. He's now at Wautoma Wild Rose. The family must have moved in order for that to happen.
Yes.
We're down to a minute to go still with a 9-0 lead for Carton. Coleman is trying to get his hands untied underneath. There is a good tilt there for Carton. Coleman is able to work up to his feet there. He breaks the handlock. Got one on the board here. Got to get a takedown now. Down to 40 seconds in the second period. Trying to do a throw there. It's a good hat snap. But they do go out of bounds, so they'll reset with 33 seconds on the clock, down by 8. 33 to go in the second period. Reset here, 30 seconds to go in the period. Get that collar tie, trying to do some head snaps. The drag. He's not able to finish any takedowns as Carton does a drag right by it. He steps through and takes Coleman to the mat. That's three more, and he's going to have an 11-point lead here. 5 seconds still plus, and near fall is going to come. And Coleman is fighting to get to the end of the period. Did they call a pin? It looks like they might be calling it a pin. I don't know. I think so. No arguing from the coaching staff, so it's going to be a pin right at, we'll call it 3:59.
Well, we are running out of matches in this round, particularly wrestlers from the area. But, Pat, maybe you can pick up on mat number 2 over there. Dalton Wolf of Fenimore is wrestling. We'll let you call this one, and then we'll need to get Kirk Layer back in here.
Sounds
because
good.
Ethan Hady of Richland Center is going to have a match coming up. And We want Kirk on hand for that one.
Yeah, Dalton Wolf just ending the first period. He's down 7-0 to Brock Benz of Campbellsport, 37-8. Dalton, man, he had a great regional tournament. He pinned everybody, and I was super impressed. And then he ended up getting second last weekend to the same guy he pinned in the regional finals. So great tournament there. Now, obviously, at state. So
you're referring to Jack Simmons, the Prairie
Kid. Yeah, Prairie Kid. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Dalton's got some work to do. He's down 7-0 starting the second period. These don't look like heavyweight guys, actually. You know, they don't. I mean, you have your typical, stereotypical thoughts of whatever. These guys look like they're like running backs.
I remember a guy by the name of Jamie Rogers at River Valley. He wasn't a heavyweight either, but
no,
he beat some kids there twice his size.
You know what we did? We just watched that Mineral Point River Valley dual meet 1978. Last Sunday, I had a guy, this guy talking to me about it, and I said, I got it on video. I can show you. Big lateral drop try by Wolf, and he didn't get it. He's on his back, and now got pinned. So Dalton went for the big lateral drop, didn't get it, and Brock Benz comes up with the fall. I can't see that far for time. I think it's 3:19, 3:29, something like that.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that can't see those little clocks down there. We really missed the scores on the scoreboard that hangs from the ceiling.
I don't know why the scores aren't up there anymore, but that's, again, I'm not in charge. But, yeah, we literally just watched that match with Jamie and Ottaway from Mineral Point.
Yep, I was there.
I know, because you were it was on the video. So I don't know if you were doing it for the radio and they taped it or something. I don't know what happened, but it was awesome to have you on there. And that's, oh my gosh, so long ago, but it's on my web or on the YouTube channel.
Fantastic.
Check it out.
Pat Mahoney, glad to have you with us. Come back later if you have time. If not, come by tomorrow. We'll be glad to get you in. And we appreciate you very much for helping last weekend and the weekend before at Dodgeville. And,
you're a good man. Yeah, glad to do it. And it's fun to talk about, you know, all the stuff going on today. So I appreciate you having me.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Pat Mahoney, former River Valley coach and dad of some pretty good wrestlers back in the day. And we'll have Kirk Layer back on here in just a bit as we're starting to move into the second round now of Divisions 2 and 3 this evening. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Agri Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Agri Center, downtown Viroqua.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison. We appreciate Pat Mahoney stopping by. Right now we give the headset back to Kirk Layer. Kirk, thanks for sharing your headset with Pat. We make a good team up here.
I did some politicking there with Todd Clark while I was not on air there, and he said he's going to bring us an update every morning, plus he said he might have some time on Saturday morning to come up and talk to you live on the air.
Good deal. Well, let's just recap that last round. We can tell you that from the area, these wrestlers posted victories. Jaron Grimsland of North Crawford Seneca, three wrestlers from Mineral Point, Memphis Burkhalter, Liam Carey, and Jacob Dannenberg. Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien was the winner. Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, Nathan Johnson of Dodge